Hey everybody, here we are, episode 243 of Is This Thing Working? And as always, my lovely co-host Denise is sitting over across from me, smiling at me, man, today, because today's a good day and we've had a great day.
Yes, you know, we have.
Yeah, man, we've had a great day today. And so we are back. Man, it feels great to be back in the studio. And I just want to say this, you know, looking at, because me and her have talked about this. We haven't been on the air a lot this past month. Matter of fact, we live busy lives. Yeah, contrary to some local popular belief, we do live a busy life, you know. And we got a lot of things going on, man, but nothing like what has been going on in the news, man. Nothing like what has been going on in D.C. and on Capitol Hill and in the presidential Oval Office and throughout all the agencies and the different departments and DOGE and all the cabinet members, you know, being confirmed and all the things that have been going on, man. It's just been crazy, crazy fast.
Very crazy. And what's even better than that is the majority of the cabinet is MAGA.
Yes.
Guys, we have won.
Well, we're winning. But,
well, that's what we've that's won where that I battle. Was going.
Yeah.
I mean, we have won that battle. Now, we're going to have a fight on our hands with Congress, because I would say about 1% of them are MAGA. But we are working on it, and they have been fighting us this whole time. And I am so proud. I'm proud of the way President Trump has handled his first month in office.
Yeah.
You know, and it's been so loud, and we were looking at our last titles, and even a month ago we were talking this very same thing.
Yeah. The title right of now. That show, I think on February, it was either February 1st or January 29th. The title of our show was Democrats Are Fatigued. We Are the Media. And
the next
man, we
one
are,
was something about flood the zone.
Flood the zone.
And
yep.
It is still happening. But what I get concerned about now with, you know, we're going to talk about congratulations to Dan Bongino on becoming the FBI's deputy director.
Yep.
But in the interim, we're losing more and more conservative voices out there. And James and I have discussed this. And whereas we lead really busy lives, we also feel that it is so, so important to continue to inform you and to continue to become engaged and, you know, to continue the conservative MAGA America First message that we have been doing for over a year now.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're back.
Yeah. And just like,
and I'm so excited.
Yeah. And just like the title of our show, isn't it, you know, for 242 episodes, well, 238 of those episodes, we would ask you every single day, is this thing working? And we always found things that weren't working. But you know what? This past 30 days, we have, that's probably a lot of the reason we haven't been on the air is because things have been working. We haven't really had a whole lot to go, man, that's a cause we need to get behind, because damn, like I said, everything's happening so fast, but it's happening in such a positive and American first principled way that the country's moving forward. I can, you know, I feel that for the first time. Like you say, Congress is going to be different, but and they, you know, they have their role, you know.
Yes.
But at the same time, we also know we got a president that has the power of veto, man.
Yes.
So if they come at him with some old bullshit, he can go stamp veto. Nope.
And then guess what?
Go away.
The government would shut down, which is what we've been wanting. I mean, you know, and now it's on the Democrats, see? So go ahead and shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut
man.
It down. Yep, we don't care. Down. We, you know, we just don't care. But I do want to say this. Americans, in a poll that came out today, Americans overwhelmingly support President Trump's agenda. And this is the Harvard Harris poll.
Right.
This poll is very left-leaning. And What I thought was so interesting about it is there are other polls that are all coming out at the same time, like from CNN and MSNBC and, you know, Fox News. Oh, my God, don't even get me started on Fox News.
And what's happened to them,
But it's, you know, it's they're so shocked that the American people are on board with what President Trump is doing to the government.
Yes.
And he's transparent.
Yes.
You know, about everything.
Yeah.
And it's out there in the news, and you can look it up anywhere, and the censorship isn't like there because he is front and center. Now, depending on what media you decide to listen to over here or whatever, but honestly, you really do need not to watch. Or the only reason to watch mainstream media is to know
the narrative.
What not to believe.
The narrative and the lies that they push, because they're easily fact-checked. They're easily researched. You know what I mean? And, yeah.
Yeah, but it says on here, deporting immigrants who are here illegally and have committed crimes. Americans support it.
Yeah.
81%.
81%. I bet that number's probably higher, to tell you the truth.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
They want them gone. They want people who came over here illegally under the Biden administration to be gone.
Yes.
And then if you've been here in this country illegally for 20 years, you need to be gone. I'm sorry.
I agree.
Just the way it is. This isn't about your feelings.
Yeah. If you haven't made any effort to become a citizen of this country and you think you're just going to hang here, man, no, you've got to go home. I mean, look, and I've said this over and over before too. If I'm standing on some street in Germany and go, well, shit, man, I came here, so I have a legal right to just be here, and I'm going to stand here on this street corner. They're going to tell me to go home. Yeah. Or they're going to throw me in jail. One of the two.
Well, they'll do that because you're white, but if you're
because I'm not from another country.
Well, you know, it's happening everywhere, though. That's the crazy thing about that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this open border thing, I mean, they just had that election over there.
There's no way a nation can ever be secure with an open border.
No.
Yeah.
That's in all of these nations.
MERS campaigned on closing borders and all of this, and now all of a sudden he's like, we're not talking about closed borders.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah, after he gets elected. Yes. Yeah, in typical left fashion.
Of course. Lies. Lies, lies, lies.
Exactly. But hey, before we get started too deep into all of this, we got to say that these are our opinions, there are assertions, and if you like them, hey man, please hit that like button, share our show with all your friends, and if you don't like our opinions, hey, hit that like button anyway, share the show with all your friends, and tell them why you don't like this, man. Either way, it doesn't matter to me. We're going to come at you, and we're going to tell you what we think about all of this, and you just use it accordingly.
That's right.
Yeah.
And make sure you download the podcast on Spotify and Apple. We'd appreciate that.
You bet.
Follow us wherever you see the name. Is this thing working?
Yep.
And we want to congratulate Dan Bongino, because I'm telling you, folks, I've been listening to Dan Bongino since the beginning.
Right.
I am a P1.
Right.
I have been listening to him from the first time he came on. Whenever I found him, I think he had like 50 or 60 episodes. And so I went back and listened to the first 50 and then, you know, listened to him. And I'm just so proud of him. I feel like I helped raise him through podcasts,
right,
because that's where I listened to him for years, was podcasts where we were delivering mail.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember.
And I know James has difference of opinions with him, and over the years we've had our thing, but
generally, I agree with Bongino on a lot of things. I might not agree with his delivery on a lot of things, but I understand where he's coming from, man.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I do too.
I just kind of,
you know, anyway. But anyway, we are very proud for him. But we're losing a very important conservative voice. And he put out a statement on his show today. I'm sure everybody was watching, but we have a little piece of it we want to play for you. So Dan Bongino on the Bongino Show this morning. Here you go.
I was home last night, and I'm sitting there. I was watching a show. I didn't even know what I was watching, Food That Built America or something like that. And I was falling asleep because it had been a really long day. Now you know why. And some of you kind of understand why the show had a different tone over the last couple of weeks. And I got a call from the president, and he couldn't have been nicer. And I obviously keep the contents of it between us, but I think you get the gist about what it was about. And kind of broke down a bit because it was, this is now real. So President, Attorney General Bondi, and now Director, gosh, that sounds good to say, FBI Director Akash Patel offered this role, a role I expressed an interest in. And ladies and gentlemen, I told you, you see, it's hard for me. I'm going to accept the role proudly as the deputy director of the number two spot at the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
And there you go.
There you go. I will have to say this. I listened to all of his show today, and there's another part in there later on where he's telling a story about the last time he left the White House. He was in the Secret Service and blah, blah, blah. He goes on right. And says that. But one thing stood out in this story is he said he thought to himself that I will probably never walk back into the White House again unless I'm president. He said that on his show in those exact words. So I thought to myself, No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Dan Bongino, no. President of the United States? Well, you never know what could happen.
No, please not. No.
No. We don't want to go there, do we?
I think his strengths are in law enforcement, and they are in the intel work, and they are in the FBI and the Secret Service. And I think, you know, hey, man, I've been tough on Bongino about some things over the past, but I generally agree with him. And I want to say good luck to you, brother. And hey, man, you've reported on these things. You've researched these things, all the different things that have been corrupt and wrong. You know, you've said and done countless shows on the Russia collusion. You've done countless shows on J6 people. You've done countless shows on
The pipe bomb
hoax, and these are answers that the people want, man. And now you're in that prime position.
He was a big voice in helping President Trump get elected,
and so you know inside and out, brother. Do us right, man, and go in there and do a great job. I know you can. So I'm so proud of all of them. Yeah.
You know,
I think Hegseth is going to do an awesome job. And I didn't have him on my bingo card nowhere.
I know.
Nowhere. You know, I'm still disappointed Mike Flynn ain't in there somewhere.
I know. And he has refused to go in there. So we'll let you guys know that, you know, Mike Flynn has been asked to serve in the administration in a number of places, and he just refuses to do it.
I think we seen last week he had been offered 10 different positions, and he turned them all down.
He turned them down.
President Trump offered him 10 times, man, 10 times, and he told him no. And all the respect in the world for him, too.
National security, national intel.
He would have been great Department of Defense, even, man. Yes. State Department, anywhere, man.
I know.
Anywhere. General Flynn would have been
a valuable
asset, man.
Maybe he is in the ears, you know. Maybe that's part of what he's doing.
Yeah.
And I hope so. And he knows a lot. He's got a lot of information. So, you know, but I do hope that
people like Pete Hegseth and even Bongino and Cash and those kind of people, maybe he will be a valuable resource for them when they have to talk and work things through, man.
Maybe Bongino will finally find out who tried to assassinate President Trump twice.
Yes.
That, to me, will be one of the top things on his bingo card.
And it should be.
You know, and I know that it's Cash's and Pam Bondi's, Attorney General Pam Bondi's.
Yes.
You know, I still can't get used to her. So we're watching her.
Yeah, like, I wanted Ken Paxton.
We're watching her.
I wanted my attorney general. I wanted Paxton there, man.
I just wanted someone that fought the fight with us.
Yeah.
With MAGA.
Yeah. Paxton did.
Yeah, Paxton did.
You bet, man.
Mike Davis did.
Yes.
John Eastman, Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the lawyers that got destroyed.
Right.
You know, so, and there are many more. If I'm, like, not saying your name, I respect all of you.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. But they probably would turned them all down themselves. I could see it. Jeff Clark.
Mm-hmm.
He is one.
Yeah, I was going to bring up Jeff Clark. Sure you was. Know?
And so, anyway, we're still watching Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Yeah.
Because I think these other ones would have been more on top of.
Yeah.
And we would have seen a little bit more out of it.
We need aggressive. Yeah, we need aggressiveness, man.
You know, and Secretary Noem, you know, as much as I like her and everything, and maybe she's been aggressive, but really, do we need to see commercials? Can't we see action?
Yeah, there you go. I agree.
You know, so that's kind of bothering me on that.
Yeah.
Secretary Noem.
But hey, let her get her feet under her, man. It's only been a month. It's been less than a month.
Well, sure.
Let her get her feet under. Let Dan, you know, and that's what I'm saying. I expect great things out of Dan because Dan already knows so much about all of this already.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's why I brought up the fact that he's researched all this stuff and he has done shows on it and he's had speeches about it and he's went to rallies and he's done conferences. And so what a great spot. And,
I know.
And to work with Cash, man, that's awesome, man.
You know, and
he's
going to be away from his family and stuff like that. So it's going to be tough on him. But he says, hey, I'm called.
And yep.
I'm called to work. Here I am.
And while we're winning and asking, is this thing working?
We got a victory.
Let's go.
President Trump's crowing.
Here's another thing that's working, man. And I'm loving and this too, man.
Speaking of the
man.
Media, this is why we keep telling you not to listen to this media.
Yep, to this media. And this is part of it right here. The federal judge ruled against the AP's emergency motion to restore its access to the Oval Office and Air Force One after the media organization was barred due to its refusal to adopt the Trump administration's preferred name, Gulf of America, for the Gulf of Mexico. Seems trivial, doesn't it? It's proving a point. The decision upholds the White House's right to control media access, with the judge urging the government to reconsider its stance. This ruling is part of a broader lawsuit where AP alleges infringement on the First Amendment rights by the Trump administration's media access policies. Okay, it does not infringe upon your First Amendment rights. You are still a free press, and you can
stand outside and get it from secondhand.
Well, they can stand outside and report and talk all they want to, but White House press corps and access to these things are a privilege. They're not a right. You still have your First Amendment right.
Yes.
So you can't argue that. No. It's a privilege. And so after this ruling, here's the statement from the Trump White House, and this was about their victory against the AP, and it says in quotes, as we have said from the beginning, asking the President of the United States questions in the Oval Office and aboard Air Force One is a privilege granted to journalists, not a legal right. We stand by our decision to hold the fake news accountable for their lies, and President Trump will continue to grant an unprecedented level of access to the press. This is the most transparent administration in history.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
That's what we've been talking about. That's what we want. We want transparency. And it, in what I find absolutely delicious about all this transparency is it's making the states do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've been, so many things have been hidden from us for years from the government, in the federal government and in our states. And we've had to fight the Democrats, and we've had to fight the rhinos. And, you know, MAGA, like President Trump says, he won Texas. He won. MAGA won Texas. This is the most MAGA state. But I like, once again, our representatives aren't. And I know that we're always disappointed in them, and we're always like talking about things that they do that just drive us crazy, and we think that they should be stronger and take care of, you know, things that need to be taken care of that we elected them to do.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So Governor Abbott comes out today and says that he directed the Texas Rangers to investigate two incidents involving the Texas lottery and identify any potential wrongdoings. Now, the commissioner of the Texas Lotto has resigned. There have been many incidents where the money, like, in April 2023, an entity won a $95 million Lotto Texas jackpot by purchasing nearly every possible number combination. So rich businesses are going out and buying all the numbers.
And making a profit.
Making a profit.
Yeah.
When they win.
That's crazy, man.
So they've been caught.
Good.
And they've been, you know who they were caught by? See, Governor Abbott comes out and says all this, but they were caught by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
So this guy right here, he is MAGA.
Was that
and
what
he is on top of it?
Was that what Dan Patrick was on Shannon Bream's mm-hmm. show on Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
To talk about this.
Okay.
You know, so and he said he put out a statement here today. Let's see.
Who's that?
Dan Patrick.
Dan Patrick. Oh, okay.
The Texas Lottery releases a statement, their policy statement, and Dan Patrick says, I've never read so much garbage from a state agency press release in my 18 years in office. After years of claiming they had no authority to regulate lottery couriers, today the Texas Lottery Commission suddenly exercised the ultimate regulatory authority by banning all lottery couriers.
They're like, oh, I mean, shit, we're in trouble.
Well, they've been caught.
Yep.
And they have, you know, I think they should shut the Texas Lotto down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my opinion. People are asking that. You know, there's a lot of polls out there. And I would be shut them down because they've done nothing. What were they there to do?
They were there. The money was supposed to go back to help school systems and help fund a lot of things in public education.
Yes.
That's what it was promised to do.
That's exactly what it was.
Yep.
And that's what it is in every state, Oklahoma. And every time they would, you know, get a lotto or something would come up, it's, oh, it's all going to go back to education. They use that and do something else with it, you know. And that's like our Department of Education, not to get off onto something totally different, but our Department of Education does that, you know. I mean, they're there, but they don't educate the students. They're the administrative part.
Well, I was fixing to bring up another side to this, too, is at the same time that this is going on and they're catching them doing this, at the same time, a lot of people in Texas are pushing for destination resorts and having the chance to vote on the ability to have destination resorts.
Yes.
You know, so basically they want gambling in the state of Texas because gambling is, you know, illegal in Texas. You can't you can't have a casino in Texas.
Right. The Indians can't have casinos like they can in Oklahoma. But that's what this is really all about.
Yeah.
It's about letting the Indians have power to, and they're calling it destination resorts because that's what they end up becoming.
Well, what they're wanting
the
to
Windstar
do is like
is
the Windstar.
A destination resort.
That's what Texas is wanting, and that they want it for the whole state, not just the reservations. They want it for the state.
Well, I do get that.
You know, so yeah. and there's a lot of truth to that. That, hey, man, that will bring in a lot of jobs and that will bring in a lot of money, you know. So,
but if we can't do a Texas lottery
correctly, then what trust do you have in a destination resort?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't.
Right.
At this point, I don't think they should start anything else.
I think Galveston, I think Galveston and Corpus Christi are destination resorts. Padre Island.
I think we need one here in East Texas.
There ain't shit here in East Texas.
That's right. There isn't. There isn't anything here for us to do but go to the lake an hour away. You know? I mean, seriously, we can go the Gulf of America. We can.
Yeah.
But it's only a two and a half hour drive.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually a thing. When you go to the Gulf of America from East Texas, it's a day and you have to spend the night kind of thing, you know?
Well, you can drive back and forth, but most people are pretty drunk by the time they drive back from the beach. So
exactly.
Yeah, which we ran into that before ourselves.
Well, we got off topic. That's okay, though.
You did, man.
I love just talking. Just talking. But I will talk about this because this is the signal. This is really good signal right here. Operation at Colony Ridge. And look at what they say. Targeting crime and immigration.
Yeah. Yep. It says on the 24th, which is
today.
Yeah. Law enforcement from both state and federal levels, including Texas DPS troopers and ICE agents, conducted an operation in Colony Ridge, a community outside Houston, which we've been talking a lot about Colony Ridge over the past year in all of our shows. If you've been listening, we bring up Colony Ridge probably about every fifth to tenth show we bring it up. But because it's big, man, and it's close to us, and our county here is already feeling the effects of overpopulation, and you know where it's coming from.
Yes.
But anyway, let's get back to this. They conducted, the DPS troopers and ICE agents conducted an operation at Colony Ridge, and this is a community that's right outside of Houston, targeting individuals involved in criminal activities and undocumented immigrants. Governor Greg Abbott and former acting ICE director Tom Homan have been coordinating on the issue for months. The operation has sparked discussions about the nature of the community, with some residents and observers defending the area while others claim it's a hotspot for illegal activities.
What do you think?
It sounds good on the surface. Okay, everything's great and fine. Hey, we're going to do something about Colony Ridge. Well, Governor Abbott, dude, while you were bussing people around the country, all over the country, this thing was going on and being built right then. You knew about it then, man. Why did you not do something about it then? Why did you allow it to happen? Because what it ended up being was a big real estate trap. And you know what I mean? Where it got into predatory lending to these people because you knew these people weren't going to be able to pay for this land.
Yes. Well, that's the whole point.
You let it go on all these years, and now all of a sudden you jump up and say, well, now we're going to run in there and bust everybody.
Yeah,
Come on, man.
Colony Ridge's business model was built on selling American land to illegal aliens.
Exactly.
At least one other development says that the entire business model would collapse if they were forced to qualify their buyers and check for Social Security numbers.
That's exactly correct. They knew they couldn't pay for them, man.
That's right. And they say here in quotes, we will not be able to sell our developments if each of our buyers has to have a Social Security number.
See?
So, you know, I mean, that's what this is. It's built for those that don't have
colonization,
a Social Security.
Colonization, yes. Man.
inside of our country, inside of our state. And this is against everything
that we stand for.
And there's something else that came out today that might have got missed. Sharia law in Texas is against the law. Well, Governor Abbott come out strong this morning, right before the Colony Ridge post that he made today, and said Sharia law is against the law. This cannot happen here. And because someone is doing the exact same thing that's going on here at Colony Ridge. They bought up 400 acres?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And they're going to build...
Like a 15-minute city,
and it's all going to be Sharia law. They're going to have Muslim, they're going to have the mosque, and everything. And there was a video that they were showing, and it's real. But Governor Abbott, he comes out and he says, this is not going to happen in Texas.
Well, it's already happened.
If they're putting out a video and they've bought land already to do this.
Yeah, it's happening.
It's happening already. The exact same thing happened with Colony Ridge. We warned you about Colony Ridge it was happening.
Yeah.
And you did nothing. So all you're going to do, I hate to always be like this to our governor, but all you're going to do is get on X
and
just say, hey, you can't do this. It's against the law. What?
I get it. Hey, man, you remember Tucker Carlson even said that when he talked to him that time about closing the border and Abbott tried to like slough it off. Tucker said, all you gotta do is close the border.
That's right.
You know, and he caught, you know, he even talks about how Greg Abbott lies, that he's a liar. Yes. And all he has to do was close it. All he had to do was stop that.
Yes.
Because he knew what was going on and it was all illegal. Come to your attorney general. Let your attorney general start prosecuting people. Bring in ICE. Get these people out here. And I know we were dealing with a Biden administration at that point in time, and his hands were kind of tied up in that. But at the same time, brother, you knew you had buses floating all over the country.
I mean, there are people in the government who knew that they were breaking the law, and they're getting fired and probably going to get charges brought against them. Because the Biden administration broke the law, broke constitutional law over and over and over again. And those people followed it when they held up their hand to say, hey, we're going to abide by the Constitution. And they didn't. And they're getting fired. But all of a sudden, you know, we're not going to, you know, do something with these governors that were in on it.
Exactly.
You know, I think everybody was in on it.
Yeah. Seems that way. But what we got to do is keep asking, is this thing working? And we got to keep fighting. We're winning battles. We talked about that earlier. We're winning. Look, before the end of the show, we found something that wasn't working. And Abbott knew about it. It should have already been taken care of. We got to keep fighting now. Maybe he couldn't do it, like I said, because he had a Biden administration he was dealing with. And he was. And the truth is, he was. You got, now let's not get on Twitter and talk about it. Hey, let's make it happen, man. Get these people out of our country.
Is this thing working?
Rise up.